Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Well, I want to welcome you to Thursday night right here at Only Believe Ministries Christian Center in Kenton, Ohio. Amen. Praise God. And I thank God that we are a part of the plan and the will and the purpose of God. Amen. I'm telling you that you are a part of the plan, the purpose, and the will of God. I want you to know that the Lord is definitely, absolutely certain of who you are and when you'd be born and where you would be. And even tonight, God knew exactly where you would be at this moment. And so we're going to step into worship, and we're just going to step into what God has for us tonight. And I'm thanking God for each and every one of you and for the goodness of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen. Stand your feet with us tonight.
Can stand against me,
Cause I've seen this fight from the victory.
So hard that we can't understand it or that we can't touch it, that it doesn't touch us. That's not what the gospel is all about. The gospel of Jesus Christ is all about you, is all about your salvation, your healing, your freedom. It is all about you being joined back to Him. We have to understand what this word says about it. My Bible's not up here. I was going to hit my Bible. But we got to understand what the Word of God says about us and who we are. And we can't just go around saying it as flippantly. Listen, do you hear people say you know them by their actions? Words, I don't really put much weight in words. I watch how they move. God hears our mouth saying we love you. But are we really trusting in Him? Are we really believing that His word is what His word is? He is His word. By every stripe on His back, we are healed. That's what the Bible says. Because He loved us so much, He went to the cross to die for us. But you know what? The enemy would tell you in your ear that you're not enough. Your past will tell you that you're not good enough. That I'm disqualified because I did this and I did this and I did this. But let me tell you what God says. No, the blood of Jesus qualifies you. Every single one of us. Amen. Amen. There's nothing. I just had this discussion today with somebody. There's nothing that disqualifies you. God asked me one day, and I'm going to preach a message on it because he's given me the title. What disqualifies you? What takes you out of the... He said, no one can pluck you out. Now you can jump and run away from him. But nobody, not Satan himself, can take you out of God's hand. Do you know that by God's finger alone, the enemy is thrown? He doesn't have to go up and push him. He doesn't have to go up and put everything he's got into fighting the enemy. It says by his finger alone, the enemy flees from him. And that's the God you serve. That's the Jesus that came to this earth, that walked it. Not for himself. Listen, it would be like a king living in a cushy castle with everything he wanted and lacked nothing, especially the best love anybody ever knew or ever felt. Never felt any pain, never knew what heartache was. And he said, I see my people hurting out there, and I can't handle it, not one more day. I'm going out with them until they're healed. That's what Jesus did. Jesus said, Father, I'll go down to the earth for you. I'll do your will. I love my brothers and sisters. Whatever it takes, whatever it takes. Listen, that's how important each and every single one of you are. God looked on you knowing you would be here at this time. He planted you here. He placed you here. And he said, I'm going for her. I'm going for her. I'm going for her. I'm going for him. I'm going for all of them. Now let's sing this song. We're going to go back to the chorus on this. And I want you to really sing it to the Lord and tell him that you know he never fails. You've never failed me, God. Listen, there's some people going through some stuff. But we're going to praise him through the breakthrough. Amen. We're going to praise him. We're going to know our worth. I need every woman in here to come back and surround. Don't follow me with the camera.
Greater things you will come through. for greater things. You will come through. You always do. I'll trust your name for greater things. tears. And when you move all our fears. And when you move us to tears. And when you fall, we fall on our knees. We give it all. And when you fall, we fall at our feet. We surrender.
Holy moment.
I've come with my agenda. I'm sorry when I forgot that you're enough. Take me back to where we started. I open up my heart to you.
I'm gonna sing that one again.
And I'm sorry when I've come with my agenda. I'm sorry.
Come on, this one.
When I forgot that you're enough. Take me back. Oh, I'm not here for blame.
feel freedom coming with the singing of this.
And more than anything that you can do, I just want you.
Sometimes we look at physical healings and we think those are the most important, but so, Lord, sometimes the soul is so broken and so hurt from things that we've been through, from things that we've done, from things that have been done to us. Lord God, I just pray a healing over emotions and over souls right now in Jesus' name. Just heal
more than anything that you can do. I just want you.
I just want you, Lord. That's what you need to tell him, Lord.
And more than anything that you can do, I just want you.
Somebody say, why do we need to keep singing this over and over again? Because somebody's getting set free. You're free, I get it. But there's somebody in here that you're singing it for. That every time they sing it, there's a part of them that gets set free even more. There is a part of them that's being cleansed right now. Are we so full of ourselves that we can't allow the Spirit to work through us for somebody else?
More than anything that you can do,
come on.
I just want you.
Let's sing it out.
I just want you. Nothing else.
say, Regina, you know when you say you want me and nothing else that I don't come alone, right? All of heaven comes with me. Every power, all authority, healing, freedom. When we tell him we want you and nothing else, Lord, we want everything that comes with you. Imagine that. When he comes, he doesn't come alone. He doesn't pull out any stops for you. He doesn't wait to see if it's needed later. Like when you're fixing on something and you don't know you need this part. Listen, he's got everything that he's bringing for you right now. Right now. Hallelujah. If you believe that, I'm going to ask you to get a little radical. Because the freedom, the free, the ones that have been set free should say so, don't you think? Isn't that what the word says? That we should say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. So I want to give a shout out to the Lord. Listen, you may have never shouted before in your life. I don't really care, because we're not shouting at a TV, football game, baseball game, cricket game, soccer. I don't know what you watch. Maybe you don't watch games. Maybe you watch or play games and you scream at the TV. Listen, I'm talking about a praise, a shout out of thankfulness to your God. Amen. Amen. I'm just listening. Listen, it's not, there's nothing hurting, right? We're standing in the presence of our King. I'm telling you, joy's coming where there's not been joy for a long time. Joy is going to hit you. You're going to wake up laughing in the morning. You're going to go to bed laughing, because you're going to understand that no matter what this looks like, what that looks like is greater. Greater than what this looks like. On the count of three, let's just let out the... Listen, you're not shouting for me. You're not shouting for this church. You're shouting for you. And you say, I shout all the time. Then you're shouting for somebody else that doesn't have a voice yet to shout. Amen? But if I were you, I'd find that voice. I'd let the devil know he's lost. Amen? One, two, three. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah. Praise God. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Yeah, amen. I had this thought, but I'm glad that I didn't get to say it at the moment I had it. But I said, huh, some of you have shouted at each other a little more than that. And
No.
I mean, they shouted good and loud, but that's what I was wanting to say. Hey, some of you have shouted at each other a little louder than your first shout tonight. Amen. And I tell you what, that you'd be better off to learn how to shout unto the Lord with a voice of triumph than the time you've wasted shouting at other people. Amen.
How many of you, I'm not playing with you, when you shouted something.
Woo, amen. I felt something.
There's an infusion, because when you cry out to God,
hallelujah,
when you praise his name, he can't help but to come.
Amen.
He can't help but to be here. He can't help but to come visit you. Listen, he wants to. He's waiting. He's waiting. Like if you've ever seen a grandparent that hasn't seen their grandkids, and they're waiting for that grandbaby. They're waiting to get there. This is 100 million times more than what that feeling is. If you're waiting for your first baby to be born, Mm-hmm. Maybe you have a favorite niece or nephew and they're having a baby and you're like, that's like your grandbaby. Listen, 100 times more God stands up there and waits for you to cry out for him.
Amen.
So he can come running. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Ouch.
Hallelujah.
Whew.
Amen,
I am
baby.
I'm fired up right now.
Amen. I'm glad you're fired up.
There's just a presence of strength in here right now.
Amen.
Right now.
You guys thought I was the wild one between her and I. Amen.
Almost made you take off running again, but I already can't hardly breathe. And my asp is back in my voice, so I couldn't go running because I was afraid I would die about right there.
You would have been sprinting.
No, I wouldn't have. Amen.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Well, we have some good things going on.
Yes, we do. Lots of good things.
Amen. But we do have an announcement to make.
Yes.
Go ahead and make
it. So, all of you who signed up for our painting party, I want to thank you, and I'm excited that you are willing, but we're not going to be able to paint this weekend. What's going to happen is that they have some more work to do in the hallway that we were going to paint in, and they should be finishing that up sometime here tomorrow, Monday, somewhere in that arena. So
I'm being told
that
by the time that we would come back next weekend, it's going to be painted.
Yeah.
By the guy that's in there with the sprayer. And so it looks like we'll have to pick some other activity.
Yep. If nothing else, believe me, coming up, we're going to have a lot of cleaning to do and all kinds of stuff. Because
you and I are going to be over there.
Yeah. We'll be moving a little bit tomorrow. Yeah. And propane is coming. And
tomorrow?
That means they'll be able to hook up our permanent heaters and
they're ready to go.
That'll be just another step along the way. Woo. And cool. We're just gonna keep on marching. Amen.
Amen.
It's gonna be exciting.
Amen.
When we finally get there, and we're just gonna keep letting the process unfold because the Lord is with us and he's good. Amen.
Amen. We
praise
have
the name
evangelist
of the Lord.
Mark Dunphy.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. Yes. He's going to be here sometime in April.
Is it the first
Thursday of April?
So that's the second. You told me the date.
The second?
The first Thursday in April.
Okay, very good. So if you.
Well, it's a good thing you didn't come on April 1st, Tuesday.
No, amen. Just, but if you remember evangelist Mark Dunphy, he's one of the first men who prophesied about us having a building, and it was going to be right outside the city. He kind of was one of the first men prophesying about us when we had just began. So years ago, he was a prophetic voice to us, and we'll be excited to have him here with us, and he'll be ready to preach a good word.
And then I'm going to go sit down because my, throat's going, but I want to remind you, nothing disqualifies you. Do you understand that?
Amen.
I want to remind you.
Praise
nothing
God.
Disqualifies you.
Hallelujah.
You are God's child.
Amen.
Nobody can change that fact.
Amen.
Nobody can change that fact. The love he has for you is more than I love you, and I love you. But I ain't going to the cross for you and dying and letting stakes go in my hands and in my feet.
Amen.
And let them whip me and let them put thorns in my head. Listen, I love you. I probably would barely do it for my own child.
Woo!
He did it for all of us.
Amen.
There's nothing that disqualifies you.
Amen.
Amen. That's the last thing I want to say to you.
There's nothing, no time.
Disqualifies you.
Her favorite day is.
Oh, I can't stand it. He's so right. We got. I'm not going to turn this back on.
What is one of your favorite days? Oh my goodness. So Saturday, we actually start getting up an hour earlier, huh? Well, I'm glad that you reminded us. So it's spring forward on Saturday, huh? Okay, so Saturday night we got a spring forward. Saturday night. So so actually Sunday morning is when it'll affect us, right?
2 a.m.
2 a.m. Sunday morning? Yes. Woo. So we better change it before we go to sleep.
Yep.
We'll have to set it ahead of time.
Don't
Amen. Yeah.
Come in
Hallelujah. Amen. Yep. If we get here early, we'll just praise the Lord a little while we do that. Amen. Hey, we're going to let, did the children already go?
They've already snuck
very
out.
Good. Very good. Well, I'm just going to step into an interesting topic tonight and just go ahead and just what the Lord has put on my heart tonight. Even the worship, I think, was good. That's leading me right into this, and it's probably a different topic for today's times. I think that sometimes we forget to remember these types of things, but it says in Philippians chapter 3, verse 20, for our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body that it may be fashioned like into his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. And I want you to know that in this use of the word conversation, it's not just like a conversation that we talk. It's not just talking, but it's actually living among, being familiar with, and having a level of intimacy. So I want you to know that this basically is telling us that our life is in heaven. And I think it's very critical for us as people and as Christians to remember that even though we are sojourning in the earth, once you become a Christian and once you get saved, your home, your identity, and everything is transformed at that moment. Now listen to me, I want you to be a great American citizen. I want you to follow the laws of the land. I want you to vote. I want you to live in all of your American rights that you have as liberated people. But I want you to understand something, that the minute you received Jesus Christ, you took on an identity, you took on a citizenship that is beyond this world and of this earth. And, you know, I think that sometimes it's incredible for us to think about this, but I want you to know that the Lord says that part of what he did in your salvation is he made you a quickening spirit. So you are spirit first, even though you're still living in this natural body. And what I want you to understand is that at the end of this life, there is something called heaven. There is a place that you are going to go to that has no death, no darkness, no sickness, no disease, nothing except for life in it more abundant. And so I want each of us to remember that while we are walking out this thing called life, that we don't ever want to forget that we are citizens of heaven. And I want to read something to you out of Revelation chapter 19, verse 1. It says, and after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, alleluia, salvation, glory, and honor. I want you to understand something, that I don't ever want us to forget the fact that even right now, today, there are people who have lived this life and who has successfully made the transition and are in heaven as we speak. You know, I want you to know something. If you're like me, I got a mama, a brother, and a father. And I believe right now, and I know right now, that my mom is lifting up praises unto her Lord. Amen? Amen. And I'm bringing this up to you because I think that sometimes if we're not careful, we live in this day-to-day life so much that we could forget that there are greater things and greater days that we're living for. Listen, I want you to know something, that the reward of going to heaven should be something that changes or helps reinforce how you live your life. Amen. The reward of going to heaven should be something that stirs us in such a way that we want to make sure that we are living out this life the way the Lord wants us to. Remember on one of the greatest days ever in the Bible when the disciples were working with the Lord, he sent out 70. And he appointed 70 to go out and cast out devils and to see what they could do in his name. And they came back and said, my goodness, Lord, even the devils are subject to us in your name. And he said, listen to me, I'm excited for you. I am glad that you have seen my power come upon you. And I'm glad that you now know that as citizens of the kingdom, you are going to have authority in my name over the devil. He said, but this is not what I want you to be most excited about. He says, what I want you to remember is that you don't fear a man or those who can kill the body. He said, but you need to have a reverence, a fear, or an awareness for him who once you die has to make the decision of whether you get to come to heaven or not. And that is what our goal and our fight really is. And all of our getting, get this understanding, that more than just being a Christian on this earth that has good experiences, because God wants you to have that, more than just being a Christian on this earth that sees miracles or gets touched by God and has a good life, more than that, we need to understand that the blood gave us not just salvation, but it redeemed our citizenship, and it gave us a right to be supernaturally a part of a heavenly host. And I want us to really grab a hold of the fact that heaven is a treasure that belongs to us. I want to read something in Colossians chapter 1 and verse 20. Colossians 1, 20. And it says here, for it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. I want you to know something, that in him such fullness dwells, that in his reconciliation of man, he restored our ability to one day enter in to the pearly gates. Isn't it amazing to think that you will reside where the angels are? Isn't it amazing to think that this corruptible little human being, this flesh body, one day is going to be so supernaturally quickened by the Lord that you could be like Jesus? Remember, Jesus, after he was resurrected, he could come right through a wall and come in and be amongst people. And I want you to know something, that one of these days, you are going to be an eternal being. It's one of the reasons why it's so important that we make sure that we don't make short-term quick decisions. It's one of the reasons why we make sure that we live for God while we're on this earth and while we have the opportunity, because we're not just living a day-to-day battle. Sometimes, Christians, I want you to understand something. You've got to make certain that you recognize that your life is bigger than these moments that we live on the earth. Now listen to me. I tell you what, that while you're on the earth, I want you to experience the presence of God. I want you, when you're sick, to experience healing. This isn't just me saying I want this for you. The Bible says that by his stripes we are healed. I want you to know that when you're sick, the Lord wants to bring healing into your life. When you have a need, the Lord wants to meet that need. I tell you right now that God would prefer for you to be so blessed that you are not living in poverty, that you are not living in depression or discouragement, and that you would have enough to give to every good work. That's what God would really like for you. And I want you to know something, that in the middle of your best moment you've ever had, I know that each of us have moments where we have sensed the presence of God. I know that each of us has moments, whether it was a prayer time or whether it was in church or whether it was when you were rescued for something or when you even took on salvation and you just felt the first igniting in your spirit that only the Lord could do, that gave you a joy and a peace that was beyond just the things of your circumstances. Isn't it amazing that sometimes, especially when you first got saved, the Lord changed you so much that even though your circumstances hadn't changed, you had a joy and some kind of peace and a giddiness that you thought, this is weird. Nothing has really changed, but I know I'm changed. I feel something. I sense something. God has done something for me. And I want you to know something, that even though that's been awesome, I want you to know that that's a microscopic experience and tune of what it's going to be like when you really press through heaven's door. Our greatest day of worship, our greatest day of revival, our greatest moment of joy, the highest high we've ever had in our faith is still just going to be a shadow of what it's going to be like when we truly step into the presence of God in our supernatural form for the first time. I cannot remind us enough that the Bible says that while you're in this earth, you will know in part. And I tell you what, I thank God for the time he spoke to me. I know he's spoken to you because I have heard God speak to my spirit. I've just had him do things. I've had him change situations at my work. I've had him change situations in my personal life in such a way that I profoundly said, my goodness, that is the Lord. I've had moments where something would happen and I knew that it was miraculous. I knew that it came into us by God's hands. And I know that you've had those moments where you say, my goodness, that is the Lord. But I want you to know something. That great moment, it's a precious treasure. It is a miracle. We need to regard it as such. But I want every one of us to remember that the Lord says every experience we have on this side of this earth is going to fall far short of what it's like to be in his presence. I want you to know that heaven is such a place that I know that we don't like to think about death, and I don't like to think about it either, and I'm not looking for it to come on me tomorrow. I tell you what, I want to live as long as I can possibly live, even though we have our battles in this thing called life. But I will tell you that God made such a place for you to go that you are going to have to be supernaturally transformed. You are going to come out of this body and you are going to have an experience that's going to be something like you have never experienced before. It's literally going to blow your mind. It is really, literally going to be something that just is so phenomenal, it's just going to supersede anything that we have ever, ever, ever experienced. I want to read something to you. I believe right here in the book of Hebrews. And I just want to read this because I think sometimes we just don't look enough at these scriptures to remind ourselves that this is a part of the inheritance of the believer. And I want to look in Hebrews, and I'm going to begin to read in verse 34, and it says, "For you had compassion of me and my bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that you have in heaven a better and an enduring substance." You know, even when you give here, that was Hebrews 10:34. Did I say that? Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Hebrews 10:34. Boy, I was off in my own little world, wasn't I? But listen to me. What I want you to know is that you guys are great givers, and that's great. And I tell you what, I know that you meet needs and you help people, and I know that you do your best to be a great giving person. And here in the Bible, that Paul is writing this, and he's very appreciative of people. And he said, "For you had compassion on of me and my bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods." In other words, they took out of the goods and out of the provision they had, and they gave it to him. And he says, "Knowing in yourselves that you have in heaven a better and an enduring substance." I want you to know something. That when we get to heaven, do you realize that you will never have a need? that when you get to heaven, you'll never have a want. I want you to know something that right now it says in heaven that they come to the throne every day and say glory, hallelujah unto our God. And it says that the elders, I don't know how many years they've been there. I don't know how long they've been there, but I do know this, that every day in heaven is so amazing, so refreshing, that they are still in awe of what God does and what he reveals. I want you to know something, that when you get to heaven, you are never, ever, ever going to be tired. You are never, ever, ever going to feel the weakness you feel today, the creak in our bones, the times where we get up and we fight through sickness and we fight through hurts and pains and we just fight through these situations and we're just dealing with stuff. Even sometimes as Christians, even when we're thankful, we're thankful, we're grateful, we're not disappointed, but we are going through hurts and pains and battles, and even though we're going through battles, we're keeping a good attitude, and even though we're going through difficulty, we're still pursuing and we're in pursuit. But I'm just telling you that one day when you step into heaven, those are just going to be things of the past. You're going to be so quickened alive. I'm going to pray that the Lord would just give you a dream and that he would just spark you to know that there's so much more. I want you to know that I'm going to share something with you that when my mother passed away, I'll never forget that on the third day after she passed away, God gave me a visionary dream. And I saw my mom, and she looked like she was about 35 years old or younger. She had all black hair, but she did anyway. Even in her 70s, she still had pretty much black hair. I got my dad's side of the thing for some reason. I don't know about that. But I saw my mom, and she was about 35 years old looking, and she was out in a big field just full of joy. And it's not like I had a conversation with her, but I knew without fail that that was my mom walking in heaven. And I got to tell you something. If you ever seen that movie, back in the days, there was a show called The Bionic Man and the Bionic Woman. If you ever seen that. And at the beginning of it, they would show him running on a track, and he got to running so fast, he was just bionic. Well, I tell you what, my mom was in this field, and I remember that before she passed away, she said, "Honey, if I could just walk, dance, and run, I'd stay here forever." She says, "But I can't do those things anymore." And she was ready to go to heaven, and I would fight with her all the time about it. She'd say, "Honey, pray for me to go home." And I'd say, "If you talk about 930 Blakely Circle in Warren, Ohio, I'll pray for you to go home. But if you're talking about heaven, I'm not ready for that." But my mom was just a woman that had served God a long time. And I will never forget that when I had that dream of her, which was like clear, like a vision, clearer than us being here right now. When I saw it, the first thing she was doing was walking. And then she danced a little bit in the brightness of something. And then she stepped out. And I feel like this must have been the streets of gold, because when she stepped out, it was bright like the sun. And all of a sudden, she just started looking my way. And all of a sudden, she was gone in a moment of time. And I heard her say, "Honey, I can't come back, but you can come here." And it was like she was letting me know that she had an expectation of where I would come one day. And I'm telling you that if you have someone who has went before you, I'm telling you that there'll be a time for you to mourn. And you will miss them. But I'm telling you, you need to get yourself stirred up. Because if someone who you know has served God has already went to heaven, buddy, I'm telling you, they're living better than you've ever lived. I want you to know something, that once you cross into heaven, you couldn't even go back to the days of your youth. and have more joy than what you're going to have in heaven. It is not possible. I'm telling you that once you get there and once you experience what the Lord has for us in heaven, it is going to blow our minds. It is going to blow our minds. I'm telling you right now that you have right now, right out in front of you, you have right now more in heaven and more of an enduring substance and blessing in heaven than what we could ever experience here, even though there is an expectation from the Lord for you to have a great experience in this thing called life. I'm going to go to 1 Peter right now. I'm going to go to 1 Peter right now, 1. And I believe I'm going to read in verse 3. It says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you." Boy, I want you to know something, that there is an inheritance that has absolutely no corruption in it, and it's reserved for you in heaven right now. I want each and every one of us to know that Jesus, when he went to the cross, he paid a price for every one of us to have a right to go to heaven. You know, at one point in the scripture, it says that he went to heaven to make sure that there would be mansions there for when we come. And I tell you what, there's going to be no small number of people in heaven. I want you to know that there's going to be an unnumberable amount of people in heaven. That's what the Bible says. But I want you to understand that you should get your heart ready for the fact that even though there's that many people, God is going to show us what we've really missed here on the earth. Because I tell you, all this time that we've been fearful and fretting, you know, we could have asked at any time and been blessed here. And I want us to continue to ask, and we will continue to be blessed here. But I also want us to never forget that what we're headed for at the end of this journey is that crossing over and that existing and going into that heavenly place that belongs to us. Heaven is really our home. Never forget that the Bible says once you become a Christian, you become a pilgrim in this land. You actually become an alien, as it were, to this land in that you have a citizenship as a human being, but you are, even now, a supernatural, eternal, quickened spirit. That's what you are. Even though you might feel your humanity every day, even though you might feel less than supernatural sometimes, I want you to know something, that we can never forget that the most important thing that we do are the things that are generated out of the arena of faith by our spirit. You are spirit, soul, and body. But on any given day, you have a right to let your spirit be in control. And if you do, you are going to be the children that are led by the Spirit of God. And I tell you what, that every time we take the opportunity to be led of the Spirit, the Bible says that that's going to produce life. And life in God is supernatural. It's supernatural now, and it's going to be more supernatural when you make that transition and cross over to heaven. I just want to remind you tonight that you are on a journey, but this side of your journey might last 120 years. That's what the Bible says, that we potentially could live 120 years. It's in Genesis chapter 6, verse 3, it says that the Spirit of the Lord will not always strive with man, and he can live 120 years on the earth. You know, in the Bible, there's a man, Moses, that lived 120 years, and the Bible says of him that his eyes were not dim and his strength hadn't left his body even when he laid down his soul. There's another man that lived quite a long time. His name was Joseph, said he lived to be 110 years old. Amen? And he just curled up and went up to be with the Lord. Amen? And so what I want you to understand is that even though we might think that we're sojourning for a period of time on this earth, listen, the Bible says that this life is but a vapor. And we don't ever want to shortchange ourselves and think about just what we're going to accomplish in this life. Set your goals high. I believe God has great things for you. Grab a hold of them. Invest in them. Don't ever stop living life. I want you to go ahead and live life. But more than that, I want you to remember that when you finish your course, you're just at the beginning of your life. You are supernatural even right now. And I know that maybe you don't like the word supernatural even though you are, so maybe I'll just say that you're eternal right now. Maybe you're more comfortable with the Bible word, you are eternal. That means that you are not going to give up the ghost or give up just when your earthly body, just when you separate yourself from your earthly body. Listen. This body is going to wear out. And my spirit and soul are going to separate from this body. But let me tell you something. If you think Phil Walker's a little on the crazy side now, if you think I'm filled with life now and you think I'm a little obnoxious now with the life that's coming out of me, oh my goodness, I can't wait till I have no more restrictions. I can't wait till this corruptible puts on incorruption and I get away from the restrictions that hold me down right now. That stuff called gravity, that stuff called I can only be here, and like right now I'm here, and I can't be at Logan's house, but one day I'm going to be like the Lord and I might be able to be right there at a moment of time. Woo! Praise God. Hallelujah. I tell you what, you guys think that I'm a nuisance now. You wait till I can be translated in a moment of time, and you might just have the thought, I wonder what Pastor... Oh, hey, there he is. Whoa, hallelujah. Praise God. But I really want you to grab a hold of this, people. You are right now the strongest you've ever been because you have Jesus. But you are right now in the weakest state you'll ever be because you have Jesus. Isn't that amazing? That right now, I tell you what, and I know that many of us have grown more in recent years than we've ever grown before. And I know that we are on the journey of our Christian faith and we're stronger today than we've ever been in our faith. But I want you to know that you are stronger than you've ever been because of Jesus. But you are also weaker than you'll ever be because you are also just at the beginning of the strongest you'll ever be because of Jesus. Amen? And I tell you what, when you step into heaven, you're going to know that it was more than worth it. I want you to know something. Once you step into heaven, you will know beyond a shadow of a doubt that everything you've ever suffered, everything you've ever went through, is more than worth it. Remember that the Bible actually says this. Let not these light afflictions. Uh-oh, I got to remember that. But let not these light afflictions that are just for a moment. Can you believe that? I mean, I know you want to argue with me with some of the things you've been through. But the Bible says it, not just me. The Bible says, make certain that you don't let the light afflictions of this world that are but for a moment. You know, I don't know how long it is, but I think they say that if you know, there's a scripture that says 1,000 years is as a day to God as A day is 1,000 years. And I think that if you figure that out, I can't do the math. You guys are probably better at it than me. But it says that if you were to figure out a year is 1,000 and all that stuff, that it would be like 2.5 hours would be the average lifespan of a human being. So let's not let this 2.5 hour journey cause us to stumble when we got 1,000 years, then 10,000 years, and then we get to start all over again. And I mean, I want to really put this in a perspective for you that you are going to live so much longer in a heavenly place than what you have ever lived in this journey that we battle through, that we need to never let it overtake us. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to do something wild and crazy real quick. What's our prayer request? Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just put Shannon before you right now. And Father, this time of oppression, this battle that the enemy's bringing against her, I break that power right now. I break discouragement, depression, oppression to be off of her, God. And Father, let the joy of the Lord fill her and strengthen her, Father. Lord, she's come so far and she's so much better off today than she's ever been. God, just protect her, keep her, and bring her out of this time and let her feel the joy of the Lord. And I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I'm going to do something crazy. Does anybody have a question about heaven or something along those lines? Oh, amen, amen. I took a short risk there, and thank goodness you guys saved me all. Heaven is our home. Listen, we're displaced right now, and don't get me wrong. We're on this earth, and we love this earth, and one day the Bible says that God is going to restore the earth, amen? He's going to restore the earth, and we're going to get to experience it. But what I'm excited about, I don't know about you, but I'm excited about the marriage supper of the Lamb. Amen. I tell you what, and you know that I like to eat. Amen. But I tell you what, any meal or anything we've ever eaten is going to pale in comparison to when we get there and we have the marriage supper of the Lamb. Amen. What a time of rejoicing. What a profound time. I tell you what, think about this. I know it's a little bit on the crazy side, but angels are going to be rejoicing. And who knows what our abilities will be. I mean, I'm serious. When we get to heaven, listen, if Jesus could go in and out of doors and then still let people touch him, and if he could go from here to heaven once he came up out of the grave, can you imagine what you're going to be able to do? We're going to laugh at these superhero movies they make nowadays. I tell you what, one day we'll be laughing at that. Like, you thought that was a superhero? Let me show you something. Woo! Okay, that's a little far out there, but listen, I'm trying to get you to stretch your mind. I'm trying to get you to understand. I'm trying to get you to understand that there is a supernatural side of you. You know, I want you to know that sometimes it happens to us because there are times where we'll have a thought or we will get ready to do something or we'll be thinking about someone. And before you know it, they call or we run into them. So there are times where we tap into the supernatural side of things. There's been times where you've hesitated. There's been other times where you've called someone. There's been other times where you were thinking about someone, walked around a corner, and whoa, there they were. And so there are times where we have tapped into those things, but we will consider coincidence or we will just downplay it, and we don't do enough of sojourning by faith to believe for the supernatural. And I'm just trying to stir you to remember that you are supernatural now, and you are going to be. You are a quickened spirit now. I'm going to look that up for next week because I need that's what next week. I'm just going to step into this just a little more and just remind you that you are a supernatural, quickened spirit. And that there is another level of redemption. The redemption we have is powerful. We can speak things. We can ask things in Jesus' name. We have all seen supernatural results, and we all know that we're better off for serving God than we were for not serving him. But let me tell you something. This is just the beginning of the journey. And this is just the beginning of the power that's going to be in your life. Amen? Hallelujah. So I just wanted to put you in mind of heaven tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, first of all, Father, I just ask you to strengthen us right now, God, that we would remember heaven and hell, that we would remember heaven as our destiny and hell as the place that we've already escaped because of your goodness. But God, we would remember that we're not just living this life for a moment in time. We're not just living this life for the things that we will see and experience now in this life. But Father, we're living this life so that when we get finished here, those who endure to the end shall be saved, shall be citizens of heaven. We're even citizens of heaven now. And Lord, I thank you that we are one family, Father God. Even though we're here on this earth, we are part of the heavenly host that's already with you, God. And Lord, I just declare your blessing upon your people tonight, Father. I just declare that we would be strengthened and we would remember that we are a part of eternity even now. But one day, we're going to live in heaven. We're citizens now, God. And we have citizenship now. And we've already been translated into the kingdom of our dear son, of your dear son, Jesus. And Lord God, while I'm praying at the end of this service, I just go ahead and pray blessing over our tithes and offerings, Father God. And I just pray that everybody who gives today, Lord, I thank you that you rebuke the devourer on their behalf, God. I thank you that you open up the windows of heaven. And Father, I thank you that you add your touch to what they give, God. Father, you take their seed and it no longer is just the natural seed, Father, but it's touched by your presence and by heaven and by your goodness and by all the promises that you've promised us, God. And Lord, I just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. Bring your tithes and offerings to the front. Woo! Sure.